Maya Angelou, one of my favorite writers and poets, said that when she was growing up and first became acquainted with Shakespeare, she really was convinced that William Shakespeare had been a black woman living in the American South. How else, she asked, could she explain the words that are at the start of Sonnet 29? And I'll read them to you. When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I alone beweep my outcast state and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries and look upon myself and curse my fate. Maya Angelou thought only a black woman living under a racist, misogynistic oppression system could understand what it is to cry to a deaf heaven. Only a black woman like her, who'd been raped and brutalized since childhood, could understand the shame and degradation of being marked with the stain and shame of molestation. What might she have said of the case of Nompumelelo Mthembu? Who is Nompumelelo Mthembu? It's a name we should all remember. It's a name we should say with shame. Her sister Promise says she will forever hear her piercing screams in the head. And the following details are not for sensitive listening. Nompumelelo Mthembu was doused with petrol and had a tire placed around her neck, which was then set alight. It was a classic necklacing. Villagers in her area tried to assist her by throwing water on her to put out the flames, and then her assailant pelted them and her with stones. Who was he and why would he do this? Well, he was only the estranged father of her three kids, out on bail for rape. His victim? Nompumelelo. How? Well, he's charged with having shoved a knopkiri up her private parts. Promise and her family, including Nompumelelo's kids, are now in hiding because they fear for their lives. Why, you ask? Well, this man is still at large, not behind bars. The heavens have long stopped listening to women like Nompumelelo. Shakespeare wrote that 500 years ago. It's not breaking news. The question now is the law listening? Is the legal system, the courts, government, parliament, anybody? Are we listening?